The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We are kicking off the third hour of tonight's program, and we are live here on Sunday night. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything. We've been discussing a listener email on the subject that puts us squarely in the seventh circle of talk radio hell, which is abortion. Right, Mark?
Well, that's what I've been told, doing radios. You don't want to get on the subject because
you'll never get off it. Right?
Yeah, you never get off it, and people are really polarized on it, and no one is going to change their mind. I would like to point out that I have changed my mind 180 degrees on this subject while being on the air on Free Talk Live. Not like
on this particular subject?
The show, yes. I used to be, well, I think that it's pretty common for single guys to be pro-choice. You know, like it benefits them to be pro-choice, so they're going to take a stance that benefits them. And I don't blame anybody for that. It's just that at some point I came to the conclusion that a fetus at some age is a human life. And until I can figure out what age that a person's a person, that I shouldn't be making it, you know, that I shouldn't be advocating for the killing of people that might be people. Do you understand what I'm saying? I wouldn't eat an animal that can recognize itself in the mirror, that has what they call self-actualization, like chimpanzees do, and apparently starlings, too, and like ravens.
Magpies.
Magpies. Yeah. It might have been magpies, not starlings. I get my little tiny birds mixed up. But, I wouldn't eat an animal that could sort of know, hey, I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I wouldn't advocate for
aborted fetus.
You're just killing them, which is even worse, right? Like you're not using the meat, as it were.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's a really difficult issue. There's a lot to it, and people like to frame it in certain ways.
You know, even from a religious perspective, I mean, in Judaism, if the baby being born threatens the life of the mother, then you take it. You know, you kill the baby.
Yeah,
and so how far does that go? Like, I mean, like, where do you take, if you take that to its extremes, that really is a pro-choice position. That is saying that the mother is the most important life out of the two.
No, the mother's the one that gets to make the decision. I think that the baby could just as easily choose to make a decision to end the life of the mother.
That's God calling the shot there,
well,
buddy.
Well, that was actually
the baby calling the shot, but it doesn't have the ability to do that.
That was actually, maybe we should bring it more on track here, because that was actually the original question that the emailer wanted to know. He was specifically asking about basically, hey, you know, if a woman can make this choice to abort a pregnancy, shouldn't a man be able to have a legal abortion and essentially terminate his fatherhood rights?
But I wouldn't call it a legal abortion because that just means an abortion's legal. You shouldn't be able to go to the courthouse and terminate his parental rights and responsibilities.
Yeah, to give up his parental rights.
I know that can be done. I've spoken with guys that have given up all rights and responsibilities as far as the baby goes.
Really?
They have nothing.
What form do you fill out to do that?
Well, you don't fill out a form as much as you are presented with the form, right?
Have a contract, it sucks. No, I'm kidding.
So the woman has to initiate that process?
Essentially. I mean, otherwise you're, you know, beholden for as long as... If she wants to go on some kind of assistance, then the state's going to come after you for that money.
This is an issue I really... have worked hard to not have to deal with myself.
Sure.
And, you know, to a certain extent, I've been lucky, too.
It gives you a great deal of freedom in your life. I mean, it's if you get pregnant as a young person, teenagers...
Statistically, you're going to do worse on every...
Life isn't likely to be
hard.
Super great as far as success goes.
Yeah.
And that's a really... So you have the people least qualified to make decisions about their future, making decisions about their future. I understand why people advocate for abstinence, but you need to sort of look at what works and what doesn't work. And you know, I was taught abstinence, grew up in the Christian school, the whole thing, and I didn't meet too many of my male Christian brethren that were, you know, hey, this is a really great idea, let's be abstinent.
Yeah.
It just throws it all to the girl, and then the shaming comes down where, you're calling her a tramp or whatever.
And that's lopsided, too, in terms of who the responsibility falls on or who the shaming falls on or whatever.
Indeed.
Yeah. Adoption, too. I mean, it's not insignificant to pop out a baby. You know, it's birth is a huge medical procedure. You're actually more likely to die during birth than from an abortion. So it's not without risks to just have the baby and put it up for adoption. And then, of course, you got to find parents who are willing to take it as well. So.
Usually that's relatively easy when you're talking about babies. Not always easy, but relatively easy. But my friend Ian, the co-host here on May Nights, what he did was, like, 18 years old, he decided, I'm going to get me a vasectomy.
Yeah.
And it took him a couple of doctors and a little while of doing, but he managed to get it taken care of.
I tried getting it at 18, and I was, you know, quickly turned around saying, son, you don't know what you want.
Right.
You know, and that's crazy because I finally ended up getting one. I knew exactly what I wanted.
And there's lots of kids to adopt out there. And some of them are older than babies. You don't even have to do the baby thing. That's, you know, frankly,
that's true.
That's the hardest time of taking care of a kid.
This is why I'd love to get it on with women, because you don't have to worry about this problem.
I do.
Let's go to Zach in Chicago. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me here.
Zach, your phone audio is breaking up a little bit. We'll try it, but just to give you a warning. Oh, that's better.
I'm traveling, so my... Can you hear me fine, or...?
Yep, it sounds good. Go for it.
I was listening in on your abortion topic. I've had this discussion a lot, and I find it very difficult to find a significant ground to have an abortion conversation unless we were able to really define where life begins. And in some medical senses, we know that, I think in a medical sense, life ends, I believe, when the brain stops functioning or the heart. But when life actually begins, that's kind of a gray area that we haven't really have a clear define.
Death is a gray area, too. I mean, it's true. Like I actually went to medical school for 2 years, and it is actually a gray area. You can have people who are so-called brain dead, right, where they have no higher brain function, but they're still breathing. Their brain stem is working.
Terri Schiavo was big national media news for a while.
Is she dead in some meaningful sense to the people who knew her? Yeah, of course. But then again, people change, and is 18-year-old Mark, in a sense, dead? Yeah, he doesn't exist anymore. You're a different person.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's tricky to define life and death. I think, you know, if you're going to talk about, conception, it's a fertilized embryo. It has all the potential to develop into a human being. That's a human life. I don't know how you could look at it any other way. So if you wanted to start from that point, Zach, you got me there.
So you're saying that potential life is equivalent to life that deserves rights and or being protected, or?
I don't know if rights are a can of worms in themselves, you know, because what are rights? What are your rights as an adult human, and who is going to guarantee those rights?
What are my rights? That's kind of a can of worms.
That's what I'm saying. It's difficult to say that anybody has a right to anything, right? Because you could just die. You don't have a right to life. Your life could end at sort of any moment. You could have a heart attack. You could get cancer. Whatever. You could hit by a bus.
Rights are an agreement.
Even fetuses, when they like a lot of pregnancies, naturally, spontaneously abort.
And usually within the first trimester.
Exactly.
Like maybe a third, I think. Like
yeah, it's about a third.
From the uterus or something of that nature where the pregnancy just fails.
Yeah.
But
Thanks for the call, Zach. I think we're going to have to move on. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Lots to discuss here for sure, but I want to make sure everybody gets their thoughts in. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here on the Sunday show, Free Talk Live.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall-Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu-fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. In case you're just joining us, we are live this Sunday evening, and it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our number here on Free Talk Live is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, spelling the word free. One more time, 855-450-3733. here on Free Talk Live.
If you want to get some gold and silver, and I think now is a great time to get, you know, silver specifically, I'm not saying gold's a bad buy, but I'm just looking at prices, and for myself, silver looks like a...
Oh, it's on sale.
Yeah. I just think now's the time, because it's at, last time I looked, like $17.
Yeah, unbelievable.
For an ounce of silver, and I can only imagine it going upward from here. It's used in all kinds of electronics. It's becoming more and more scarce as time goes by. It's not worth getting out of those electronics.
Yeah, actually,
get thrown away.
Right. I mean, 3 years to today, the troy ounce is worth double that. I mean,
yeah.
So it is statistically on sale.
Right. So I expect it. I just think it's a great time. So please go get some gold or silver at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got lots of options there, including, the 0.999 silver rounds, which is what I'm recommending for folks as far as investments go. And if you look at my record here on Free Talk Live, I haven't had too many misses. I can't think of one, frankly. But you might
Were
say...
Were you telling people to buy silver when it was $50 an ounce or $75 an ounce?
I was certainly running ads, and I would say something like, if you wanted to get as a hedge against inflation and investment or barter currency, but I wasn't saying, I, Mark Edge, believe that silver is only going to go up from here. I would have found it difficult to imagine that it was going to go down to $17, but that's not me taking a stand and advocating for something. That's just, hey, Mark, do you think silver is going to go down to $17 from here? I can't imagine that. But, if you call in and ask me questions, I'm bound to be wrong. But there's been a few times when I've made recommendations for buying, and this is one of them. I still think Bitcoins are a good buy, but the last few months they've been kind of upsy-downsy. Silver, I can only imagine it going up from here.
Not investment advice, just...
Mark's personal opinion. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. Let's go to Skype, where Abel is on the line. Hi, Abel. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, all. It's great to talk to the three of you.
Hi there.
My concern, and I've got personal... third-party experience that I recently found out about, the whole abortion thing, and it's very close to home, and it's very, very controversy-making internally for me, having been, kind of a pro-choicer for a long time, and I mean, I've basically converted to, abortion is bad. That there is no good solution for the state to deal with it at the same time.
I'm there too. I have no good solution to this. I'm just of the opinion that one shouldn't be deciding that another person can't live. But I don't think the state should be involved at all.
Right.
We've tried that whole let's throw doctors and teenage girls in jail thing, and it went really badly. We're talking about alleys and coat hangers and the whole deal. All this is going to do is...
Before that, there were herbs and teas and, had a miscarriage,
It's amazing. I mean, even as Abel's saying here, this is such a personal subject for so many people, and yet somehow, again, this is so personal, but somehow... People think that they can, get the government to force their way, their opinion onto others. I mean, there's no doubt this is an individual and incredibly personal subject. That's all the more reason that government should not be involved in this matter by any stretch.
If you put government involved in abortion, what you're going to do is to make every woman that's capable of conceiving to be in fear.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in some places, they do have these laws where a miscarriage is considered, something you have to report to the police, right?
Questionable, yeah.
Yeah.
So my approach to the whole thing is to look at the, basically you've got a woman and you've got a pregnancy. And are you, as that woman, what is in her life... is so important that life needs to be terminated rather than go forward with that pregnancy.
Well, there could be a lot of things. I mean, giving birth is a health risk. It is significantly more expensive It could be emotional trauma if she's been impregnated against her will. You know, you don't want to carry a pregnancy that you never wanted in the first place.
Well, all of those things are true. I have to actually challenge you a little bit, Stephanie, because you called birth a medical procedure. It only becomes a medical procedure when there's some sort of a failure. It is a normal health function.
But even in natural birth, there is a risk that something could go wrong. And
right.
You're right. It doesn't have to be like a medicalized procedure or a surgery.
I'm pretty close to that myself. And it turns out that both of my children were born at home one, the midwife was a bit late because it was only an hour and 15 minutes of labor. But but my son had a midwife, and I'm going to have my granddaughter born as well at home with a midwife. And
you know,
you're talking about a much less expensive operation than going to a hospital. Hospitals have so much bureaucracy ladled into everything that they do. You know, the actual incremental cost without all that crap is probably a couple $100. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mark, yeah, didn't you look into this? And thank you for the call, Abel. I appreciate your thoughts.
Look into...
When your wife was pregnant, mm-hmm. you were looking into paying out of pocket for
yes.
her birth. And,
that was about $10,000. My son's 6 years old for, just comparisons here. It was about $10,000 to do it at the hospital. I believe the midwife charged $5,000. Now, I would like to point out that I think that that is a highly distorted market for midwives because of how many hospital births there are out there with, employment
how
contracts
much of
and things like that.
Also for the midwife is like to cover their legal liability insurance, you know?
But if they, and how much is supply and demand? Because how many more midwives will there be if everybody didn't get a free pregnancy at the hospital because they're basically their employer has a health plan or whatever. Mm. So,
but didn't you say, Mark, that like back in the 1950s or something that, there's this meme that goes around where you could have a baby in a hospital all said and done for like a few $100 back in 1950 something.
Right. And if you translate it, it comes out to less than $1,000 for a hospital birth. In today's dollars, that essentially it's been litigation,
not only that,
regulation, insurance, all these things have driven the price up.
Back then, they were doing a lot of interventions in births, too. I mean, I'm talking like putting the woman out while she's having this baby, strapping her down. In some cases, horrifying stuff, but at least it was cheaper. so that just shows the difference between hospital and home births. This is a situation that I never want to be in personally. What do you think? I'm sure nobody wants to be in it, but if you have a solution, you can let us know. Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. More coming up.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Tonight it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Coming up here, I think we're going to talk about a panty raid at some point. Just wanted to tease that for you. But if you have anything you want to bring up, you're welcome to change the topic to anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733.
If you go to LegalZoom.com, you can, well, you can get all kinds of legal forms that you don't have to pay nearly as much for. LegalZoom.com and businesses like it. I think LegalZoom was probably the first one that I'd heard of that makes it possible for you to sort of fill out forms. They ask you some questions and then they fill out the form for you. And they're not lawyers, but they were started by an attorney. And they make it easy for you, whether you're talking about wills, patents, trademarks, bankruptcy, disability benefits, DUI, DWIs, living trusts, living wills, patents, business annual reports, LLCs, not-for-profits, whatever it is that you need, they've got it there. They've got a form. They make it easy. It's LegalZoom.com. If you use coupon code FTL when you use their services, you'll get $10 off your order. It's worth it, right? Just enter a code FTL for $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com.
All right. Let's go to Skype where John is on the line. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm calling from Rutgers University in New Jersey.
Okay.
And part of the Rutgers University Y'all Club, Young Americans for Liberty, I'm sure you guys know that.
Heard of them.
Know that word. Right. And so we're sort of a really small club, only maybe 4 or 5 active members. And we're looking for ideas for what sort of activism to do.
So you're on a college campus and you've got a basically liberty-loving group, and it's a pretty small group, but maybe you want to attract some new members and get the word out about liberty. What can you do, right?
Yeah.
You know, I've always done the
Mark's out of ideas.
Yeah, I don't really have any ideas for transferring drunk college students into the ideas of liberty. I don't have any good things. Ian's kind of the activist. I would recommend calling in any other day of the week than this one.
I mean, personally, John, I actually have had some experience with doing. John, I'm just going to put you on hold for a second because you got some audio glitches coming out, some weird audio. But
sounds like he's Tourette's.
I'm sure it's not him. It's probably his microphone. But anyway, personally, I've had experience with doing activism. I moved to New Hampshire in 2006 to participate in the Free State Project. And at first I kind of got involved in politics, and then I realized that wasn't working. It made me miserable. It wasn't creating any change. Then I thought, well, you know, I really don't want to do any kind of civil disobedience. I don't feel like going to jail. I don't think that forwards the cause of freedom, really.
Certainly not yours.
So, yeah, certainly not mine. And that's what I'm most interested in. So I said, I'm not going to do that. And then I decided to get into media. I got interested. I listened to a lot of talk shows. That was how I kind of came to the ideas of liberty. And I decided to start my own. And that, to me, was the most fulfilling, and it also allowed me to have a hobby and eventually a source of income that I made my own and used to make my life better. So convincing other people about freedom is great, but the primary thing that's going to get you more free and happy in your own life is focusing on yourself, right?
You can get out there with a now that you mentioned media, since those man on the street things, people love to see those because you're doing this at college campuses. The minds that people care about the most are on college campuses. These are the
and you have great
young
ways
minds
to reach out. Like you could start a radio show, a college radio show.
Sure, but you could just take a little HD camera and go around and ask questions of college students that you think would be that people that are consuming YouTube information.
That's
they're going to want to know.
Put it up on your blog. Yeah.
And then you're getting out there. You're asking questions. You're going to find one every 100 person or whatever is going to be interested in what you're doing. And so you're getting in front of the students.
And then whoever sees it on YouTube may also be drawn to it. And
yeah.
John, I'm going to bring you back. I had you on hold for a minute, but I'm bringing you back just in case you have any comments you wanted to make.
Yeah, I thought you guys might also be interested to know that we have some Coke operatives in our really small club.
Oh, you mean the Coke brothers that everybody alleges libertarians are funded by the Coke?
Yeah, I always thought it was myth until I joined this club, and there was this relatively attractive blonde woman who came, and I asked her, well, where are you from? She looked too old to be a college student. And she said that she worked for the Leadership Institute and basically explained how she doesn't work for the Koch brothers now, but, she did before. And
oh, wow.
It's the thing that where she's got sent. She lives in the other side of the country and got sent out to go up and down the East Coast and try to start, she said, any Republican or Libertarian leaning club.
That's very interesting. Thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate your thoughts and good luck with your club. It's true. The myth about the Koch brothers.
Money.
Yeah. I should have asked him if she offered any money. that would have been best. I mean, because Mark, tell me what you think about this. If you got funding from an organization that you didn't 100% agree with, but there was some agreement there, do you think you could still do good with that funding, or do you think you should try to go for funding that was from someone that was more in line with your values, or bootstrapping your own thing?
I think it's fine to take money from wherever you take it from. I think of the Ron Paul campaign where some media organization showed that some people from the KKK or some bigoted organization gave him some money. And he said, of course we're going to keep the money. We're going to use it to, spread the ideas of liberty. We're going to use it for good things. And so, money doesn't have an agenda. It's organizations that have an agenda. Now,
I guess it depends how many strings are attached.
It's the
right?
strings.
Like if you're starting a business and somebody wants to give you funding, but they also want equity in your business, perhaps it would be better to just bootstrap your own startup so that you don't have to give away any of your equity and you can have it for yourself. But with nonprofit organizations or clubs, it's a little different. It's not exactly a business, but you don't want to give away your moral support or your intellectual equity, I guess you could say, in that organization to someone else. You don't want to sell out, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can avoid it, I mean, it's probably best to bootstrap. And making YouTube videos is a great way to do that.
It's true. I think that might be a great way for them to get some publicity.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, good luck, John.
I don't think I would take any money from, like, the military or DARPA. But, again, I guess that comes down – that doesn't even necessarily come down to the strings, though DARPA always comes with a ton of strings. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really – you know, I can't see that. But by and large, yeah, I agree that organizations are the things of the agenda.
Right. Let's go talk to Sean in Iowa. Sean, I'm going to bring you on here. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
My mother and my father, both.
What's that? Say it. Repeat what you said.
My father and my mother are both on my mind.
Okay.
Okay. Tell us more about that.
Why is that?
Well, they're both really important to me, and, well, they've done so much for me, and I'm just lucky to have both of them.
Indeed. I you know, when it comes to parents, and there's nobody's going to be more important in your life than your parents. Generally.
Exactly. That's what my dad keeps saying. He says, nothing's more important than us, and to me, nothing is more important than you.
Well, that's very nice. Thanks for your thoughts, Sean. Appreciate your call. 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind.
You know, if I could I bring up one last comment about the whole abortion business? Or do you? No,
yeah,
never mind.
Yeah,
we're on the clock.
If you can do it quick, sure.
No, I can't do it quick. We're on the clock.
Well, all right. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about the panty raid. If you want to find out what that's all about, then stick with us. Or you can call in and change the topic, 855-450-3733. Or on Skype, lrn.fm. More coming up here on the Sunday show of Free Talk Live.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators' third annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished three-quarter inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733 is our phone number. We can get your calls in, but you better do it quickly here on Free Talk Live. I am actually a voice actor. You may not have known that, but it's true. You can visit my website at smvoice.info. I do all kinds of stuff like make audiobooks and video narrations and radio and TV commercials. And I've been pretty prolific, and I also post some blog content on my website. So one more time, smvoice.info if you want to learn more about that. And let's... Oh, Brian...
Yeah. Yeah, Brian does a show, too.
Oh, yeah, oh, we already talked about Brian's
that.
Show.
Did we?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Mark.
Mark's got a short memory.
I appreciate that.
All right.
But a great haircut.
It's all the drugs in the 60s.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying
to
work out
no.
the...
Okay.
I'm trying to work out our Skype issues here. We've got two calls on. Oh, here we go.
Man, I don't even do it. When somebody calls in and somebody else is on Skype, I don't even answer.
I've not found a way to work it out. Let's bring Nathan on the line. Hi, Nathan. You're on Free Talk Live.
And it's great to be on Free Talk Live because you don't have comments such as I saw on Fox News a while ago where the guy said, you know, these people, these terrorists, they have an ideological basis for their actions, but they're really just murderers. So zero irony there.
Wow. Why are you watching Fox News?
Well, I had a kitty on my lap, and I didn't want to disturb it, and so the price of that was watching Fox News for about 30 minutes.
That does happen.
Indeed. So speaking of sovereign tech, I was wondering what Brian and, well, I guess all of you thought about the gentrification in San Francisco. It's kind of been this ongoing process of increasing property values in the city over time. You know, and there's videos of people getting their Google Glass smashed into the ground and, you know, because of antipathy against, I guess, the rich Silicon Valley types. So I was wondering what you guys thought about that and how do you think a free society would solve this? I guess if it's even a problem, I'm not even convinced that gentrification is a problem per se.
Great question, Nathan. Well, first I'd like to point out that the government is doing nothing to help this problem. In fact, they are making it worse because it's really hard to get housing in San Francisco, whether you're talking about renting a place or just like a short term, even like a, you know, staying at a motel or something. And what the government there has done, the city government actually put some ordinance in place where if you want to rent out your place on Airbnb, you have to get some kind of a license and you have to pay hotel taxes as though you are actually operating a hotel. So they're not doing anything to help the housing crisis. In fact, they're probably making it worse.
Yeah, when it comes, gentrification is a process, right? And again, I don't know. There's always been movements of Luddites that don't want to see change. It's going to be, in this case, they're able to say, it's the rich going after the poor. Well, who are they buying the houses from? Obviously, the poor people's housing values are going up, or they're renters.
But what if you're a renter and you've lived there for a while, and then all of a sudden your rent is going up because of nothing you can really control. It's just
that's
a bunch
like
of people moving into town.
That's like complaining that the immigrants are coming and taking our jobs. If you didn't buy something, it's none of your business. You're renting. You signed a lease for 1 year, and that's how long your rent should stay stable for, because that's the deal you made.
Gentrification is like kind of a mystery as to why it doesn't occur like everywhere. You know, why doesn't it just happen? And I think that's really a clue as to the situation, is that Silicon Valley is such a unique situation. I mean, like the speed, and in fact, maybe in history that we know of, because the speed at which like the wealth was created there, etc. I mean, is pretty unparalleled. You know, I mean, for Bill Gates to like make the billions he did in such a short period of time scared the crap out of the old order big time. And that's still happening to this day. But I think, you know, as far as it being an issue, I think it is an issue, and partly because this is a bubble. Like the whole tech thing, the whole tech scene going on in Silicon Valley is a bubble. It's ready to pop in about 2 years. And
really?
In my opinion, yeah, because this is not, none of this is based on actual innovation. Some of it was innovation, but even you see, you know, you watch what Apple released the past couple weeks, and there's nothing innovative there. Like even their watch stunk. Okay. And I love Apple. I like the fact that they're that they have been an innovative company in what they've done. Okay. But it's not there. The app economy, it's already being shown, like, because part of what's propping up Silicon Valley is this, you know, smartphone app economy. Okay. But now they're finding statistically that most people are just sticking with apps that they've been using for 2-3 years. Now they're not using the new ones, and so you have this bubble of Me Too apps coming out that nobody's getting any funding behind, yet all these guys have the attitude, the human hubris, okay, where they think that, oh yeah, you know, I am God and I am going to save you by helping you select the right beer for the night. And it's crap, you know, it's not even useful, so it cannot stand the test of time.
Yeah, to back up your point, Brian, what is that app that like sends you new underwear every week so you never have to wash it?
I don't even know the name of it. Or how about Yo? There's the app. It just says Yo on everything that you send. All it does is it says Yo. And this thing got valuated at millions of dollars. I mean, if that's not a bubble, I don't know what is. And so this is all just going to explode. But it is an unnatural. The gentrification, if it's occurring, is an unnatural phenomenon in an economy.
Well, that's a very interesting response. I was actually just going to say something more mundane, like, you know, if you're renting as opposed to owning, then you can't really complain when a rich, you know, person moves in next door to you, because in a free society, if you own your farm, you don't have to just leave just because a rich person moves in next to you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, in a free society, these companies could never get to the size that they are, in my opinion.
Wait a second, Brian. Now, I'm thinking about the tulip bubble, and I don't know when it was.
Yeah, 18th century, whatever.
Something
yeah.
Like this, in
tulip mania.
Tulip mania. You look it up. That's a form of gentrification, right? Like somebody's buying a property. In this case, it's a tulip bulb, not a place to live. And it just keeps on driving the price up. At that point, you didn't have the problem with fiat currencies, which generally drive bubbles, and admittedly, in most cases, I tend to agree with what you're saying. I'm just saying that, okay, I'm applying this to the tulip bubble, and people can get maniacal about, buying in certain areas at certain times, whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, under any circumstance.
Well, then that's a situation where it occurred kind of again, but it was all occurred under, you know, auspices that were BS. Because all that tulip mania was all about fashion. And honestly, what's happening in Silicon Valley is no different.
Hold on a second. How many ordinances are there in San Francisco that are preventing people from building more housing or affordable housing, perhaps that doesn't have all the fire sprinklers in or whatever that the city codes say, but it would be affordable for people? How many laws are there that prevent you from renting out your apartment, from subleasing, from living with more than five people?
No doubt government's the problem all the way. In fact, with tulip mania, the problem was the monarchy, because the monarchy thought tulips were hot, and so everybody just copied the monarchy, you know, because they want to be cool. Mm-hmm. So certainly, at the end of the day, yes, it is authority structures that are the issue.
Well, I guess... Yeah, I guess that there's always problems when an area becomes too wealthy, because where do you get that affordable – where do the poor people that serve the rich people – because the only thing that's good about being rich is having poor people serve you, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So they've got to live somewhere, and when you drive them all out of the housing that they're going to live in, that makes it very difficult.
Yeah,
so,
but – well, I don't think economics, though, can really answer the digital age in a lot of ways, because, I mean, we're talking about things can get created literally from nothing and can be perfectly copied. And so there's a lot of economic, you know, laws that are supposed to come in play that cannot come into play. That's why I say it's a very unnatural phenomenon.
We need to put poor people in server racks.
Nathan, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. That was a great question. I wish we had more time to get into it. But we do have some other calls, so let's talk to Leo in Oregon. Hey, Leo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, great topics. You know, I recently had a falling out with someone over zoning. They promised to come up with a, they're running for office, they promised to come up with a fantastic zoning plan. And, you know, I'm sure that their passion for it was genuine. But, you know, I did a little research into it, and zoning laws didn't even come into the picture in this country until the late 1800s. So, I mean, I see it as an incursion into private property rights, and it's not always for the benefit of the individual. And I think it's one of those things where you can, you know, the community can kind of squeeze out individual rights. But I really called because I have my own talk radio show coming up here in the middle of November, and I've been listening to you guys on and off for about 6 or 7 years now. So I'm calling for any suggestions that you might have. I'm really nervous. I've been an activist here locally, and I've been coming on air for about the last 3 years on a radio show as a guest.
We're up against the clock. The show is almost over. What I suggest is call back tomorrow, talk to Ian. He's been a radio professional for 10 years, and thank you for the call tonight. Good luck with your show. Aaron, we'll have to give you the very final word on Skype. Aaron, last words?
Yeah, my friend was telling me about this show, and he said you people think that we shouldn't pay, the companies shouldn't pay people a living wage.
Aaron, and, we'd love to talk to you more. We've got 10 seconds left in the show, but thank you for calling in. We'll try to talk to you about it some other time. This is Free Talk.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.